Well, shalom again. We're back. And sorry that there was a little bit of a technical difficulty there. But anyway, this is a B of the study.
You don't do anything
By
else.
faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I would do the same thing. I'd hate to be known as Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, which I'd rather do, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Because sin is only for a season, and after that, you still meet the Lord. Esteeming the reproach of Messiah greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Amen. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. And that's what this study's all about. He endured as seeing him who's invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. Amen. Thank God. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Praise the Lord. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. And I feel like, just like Apostle Paul or Shaul says, what shall I say more? Or what should I more say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and Samson, and of Jephthah and David also, and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, amen, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions. Now, when I read this, I always tell people, if you think you've done a lot for the Lord, think about what these brothers and sisters from the past have done. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Amen. One day there will be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. Amen. Others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, bonds, they were put in jail, bonds, and imprisonment. This is your brothers and sisters from the past. They were stoned. I can't believe that. They were sawn asunder. Could you imagine that? They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. Could you imagine wandering around in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented? You know, the terrain back there is a lot different than the terrain nowadays that you're so used to, with highways and cities and streets and all this kind of stuff, of whom the world was not worthy. These people actually wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Totally different than, you know, if you get, you know, you see some people out here on the street, which is, you know. All these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They never met the, or knew the, they always heard the Messiah was going to come, but he didn't show up at that time. God having some provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Amen. And then, of course, Hebrews 12 says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. In other words, we have so many people in the Bible that we could look to for testimonies of faith. let us lay aside every weight and the sin that which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Amen. Looking unto Yeshua, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he also endured the cross. Amen. It says in the book of Acts that Yeshua did everything until the day he was taken up. Amen. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and he is set down on the right hand of the throne of the God Almighty. Wow. That's going to be amazing to see, because there's only one God, but yet Yeshua has an incorruptible body now, and you're going to have Yeshua right there, at the right hand on the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself. Amen. Lest you be weary and faint in your mind. So don't think that, just consider him and you might feel a little better. You know, none of us have resisted unto blood, striving against sin yet, thank God. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. I actually took a piece of the letter and I took it out, you guys maybe didn't recognize that, but I took a piece of the letter out because I'm trying to only put in the verses about enduring. Follow peace with all people, make sure you, and holiness, without which no person shall see the Lord. So make sure everything you do is in holiness, looking diligently, and you have to look diligently, lest, the word lest means in fear that any person fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You got to watch out for that root of bitterness that springs up and that troubles you. We've seen a lot of people that ended up with roots of bitterness. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. So Esau was a fornicator and a profane person. Who, it says, for you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance. Think of that. Even though he sought it carefully with tears. So there was no repentance for him. That's a scary thing to think about, no repentance. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burns with fire. Wow. Nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. They were so scared about the voice of God. They actually heard the voice of God. Could you imagine that? Whew. Wow. They heard the voice of God. You know why? They could not endure that which was commanded. This is all about enduring. They could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight. It was terrible. Terrible. That Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. So people today that tell you don't have to fear God, they better take some lessons from Moses. He exceedingly feared and quaked. You know why? Because our God is a consuming fire. So all I can tell you after this study is endure. In closing, all that joined themselves to the God of Israel, prepare for the spring feasts and holy days of God, the God of Israel. Pesach, Passover, Chag HaMatzot, Feast of Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, Bekure, Feast of Weeks, Chag Shavuot, and the Feast of Harvest, Chag HaKatzir,
which is the same.
Feast of Weeks and Feast of Harvest is the same. And that Feast of Weeks is really amazing. There's the dates right there. I'm not going to read them to you. You can always go to my website and copy them. These are the dates right there. And I want to say thank you for being here. I already mentioned this thing about the Gregorian calendar, how ridiculous. They just did Easter, you know, on March 27th, and coming in April 22nd is going to be Passover when the Messiah dies, which is totally shows a very big error in the Gregorian calendar. So save that calendar this year. Anyway, I want to say there's only one God for everyone, whoever you are, and we're all one in Messiah. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, and may God bless you, and thank you for being here. Shabbat Shalom. May God be with you.